given by the townspeople and by the Sisters of St. Francis. This catastrophe demonstrated the need of a hospital in Rochester. The story, as it has been told to me, is that the Sisters offered to erect the hospital if the doctor's mayor would consent to take charge of it. This was done, and St. Mary's Hospital was opened in 1889. That early period marked the beginning of the Mayo Clinic, and from that beginning, as the years passed, the two brothers extended their keen, critical observation of surgical work, both in America and in Europe, gathering and training specialists in science and research. Their fame began to spread of its own accord when their wizardry as surgeons became known over an ever-widening territory. Each performed the first of a number of delicate operations, and soon the world paid tribute to them as among the greatest, if not the greatest, surgeons of modern times. Throughout the honors that came to them, through their ability and skill, they remained Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie to their home folks, their associates, and their fellow townsmen. Those associates and friends have increased manyfold until today they are least. The affection and esteem in which they have always been held by their fellow citizens, like the ever-widening circles of a wave, have extended to the thousands of men and women in all walks of life with whom they come in contact. The unselfish service to humanity, which has been the keynote in the lives of the Mayos, again brings to mind the highest ideal of the American Legion, the care of the helpless and the disabled. Soldiers in war, willing to die for their country if that be their duty, they have likewise devoted their lives as soldiers of mercy, willing to die in the interests of medicine if that be their duty to humanity. Their combat is against disease. They are fighters for the ease of pain. For this the world calls them blessed, and humanity bows its knee today in grateful acknowledgement of a lasting debt. Just as the American Legion, created out of the sacrifices, hardships, and comradeships of the Great War, pledged itself to protect the firm former serviceman who, sick in mind or body, no longer could protect himself, so have the Mayos consecrated their lives to the service of the sick and the helpless. Doctors Will and Charlie, in presenting this token of the love and respect of over 800,000 of your comrades of the World War, as it is my pleasure and my duty to do, and on behalf of the entire American Legion, I wish you all that is good in this world of ours. Your lives have been, and please God may they continue to be, for many years yet to come, busy ones filled to overflowing with great accomplishments. Your monuments in this world, over and beyond the great and magnificent institutions that bear your names, are the happiness, the love, and the joy of living that through your ministrations you have brought directly or indirectly into the hundreds of thousands of homes throughout our land by the restoration of health to the stricken men and women, rich and poor, in your work. Those monuments will continue to be built upon after you have passed away, and in the eternity that awaits all of us will be the recorded prayers of thankfulness for the good that you have done on this earth. All of this and more is embodied in this citation of the American Legion, which I hand into your keeping as a constant reminder of our gratitude and esteem.